T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve, it's 10 in the morning now, 8:46 here on a Thursday morning, first full day of spring. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball, NIT, Wichita State 76, Furman 70, Coach Marshall's 500th career win.
Two.
Crime Stoppers increasing rewards for tips on copper thefts. Looking for fences who receive stolen goods.
One.
Regulators in several countries inspecting the Boeing 737 after two deadly crashes. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices in Wichita coming down just a little bit. Of course, the jump was up to $2.49 a gallon back on Monday. Low end out there right now. I'm starting to see $2.47s, lots of those. But just recently spotted a $2.45. So $2.45, 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 64 degrees. Going to be another nice one out there. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 38. Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 68. Now partly cloudy. North wind to 9 miles per hour and 35 degrees. Coming up on the Glenn Beck program at 9 o'clock this morning, Trump versus the ghost of John McCain. Going to be talking about that and other interesting topics. Again, Glenn Beck. Coming up at 9 o'clock
all right,
this morning. Yeah. The National Weather Service Storm Fury on the Plains, which is about severe weather here in the springtime, is a great presentation, and they're going to do one tonight, Ted, at 6:30, this evening at 6:30, Butler County in Augusta. This will be at the Points Event Center, which is at 2101 Dearborn there in Augusta. It's at 6:30 tonight. There is no charge for this, and if you're interested in weather and severe weather, this is the thing in the where you ought to be tonight. In
Augusta. They're going head-to-head with the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, well, that could be a problem,
but,
couldn't it?
I don't know. Some of the games tonight. Yeah.
Okay. Steve and Ted poll question today on our webpage. KU and K-State in the NCAA tournament. Who are you rooting for? Other is coming in with 10%. Wildcats, Kansas State coming in at 30%. And now the Jayhawks surging to the front with 61%.
Yeah, KU Nation. Here on game day.
They're coming around. Yeah. They're getting involved. It's the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. More and more, people are willing to choose cosmetic surgery.
This is House Call for Health. More of us are having cosmetic surgery. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons says cosmetic procedures have been on the rise for the past 5 years. Last year, there were nearly 18 million cosmetic surgeries, and that doesn't include plastic surgery reconstructions after an accident or disease. The most common procedure was breast augmentation. There were more than 300,000 of that kind of surgery last year. Other popular procedures are liposuction, nose reshaping, eyelid surgery, and tummy tucks. Doctors say facial surgeries are becoming less common as patients choose newer non-surgical procedures. Studies have found women are more likely to have cosmetic surgery, but plenty of men have things done too. Low self-esteem has ranked as a top motivation, as well as low life satisfaction, a high degree of media exposure, and a low amount of religious beliefs. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
On the stock market yesterday, S&P fell 8 points, Dow lost 141, NASDAQ edged up 5 points. The Federal Reserve has left its key interest rate unchanged and projected no rate hikes in 2019, dramatically underscoring its plan to be patient about any further increases. Fed said it was keeping its benchmark rate in a range of 2.25% to 2.5%.
Why did the stock market not double after the Fed made that
didn't
announcement?
Didn't actually
usually,
go crazy.
Yeah, the stock market just goes nuts.
Had a brief rally, but not much more than that. Top U.S. CEOs are reporting that their economic outlook weakened in the first 3 months of the year, although it remains above its historical average. The Business Roundtable, a lobbying organization of major company chief executives, also said its first quarter survey of CEOs showed strong support for Congress to create a new national law governing consumer data privacy. Okay, coming up on 8:51, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Changes in the stadium deal. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, while the Wichita City Council on Tuesday evening approved its land deal with Wichita Riverfront LP, there was a noticeable change in the plan. Instead of 4.5 acres, the deal went to 4, and the plan for a Ferris wheel was gone. Assistant City Manager Scott Rigby said that after discussions with the developers and concerns from the public about riverfront access, that part of the plan was dropped. Former Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius has a new job. She's joined the board of directors of Exact Sciences Corporation. It's the maker of the Cologuard take-home colon cancer test, and it's one of the largest public companies in Wisconsin. Sebelius is also a former Secretary of Health and Human Services in the Obama administration. And the Trump administration pushed a $1.5 trillion tax cut that was approved by Congress on the promise that it would spark economic growth. Well, officials now concede they will not be able to deliver the 3% annual growth the president promised over the long term. To do that, they say the U.S. economy would need additional rollbacks in labor regulations, a $1 trillion infrastructure plan, and another round of tax cuts. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. March Madness is the annual event that unites the nation, Ted, brackets around the globe.
Except filled for out you.
Office pools created, employees of non-Warren Buffett-run entities sit back and wish the famous billionaire was signing off on their pay stubs. As is the case every year, Buffett has again issued his annual bracket challenge. Again, this is employees only, promising to pay $1 million a year for life to any Berkshire Hathaway employee who successfully predicts the entire Sweet 16 field.
All you got to do is get the Sweet 16 correct.
$1 million a year for life. That would be a pretty good incentive for somebody to be involved.
Yeah.
I would say. Even though
take that pretty seriously.
I have never done a bracket or care to. I have a, you know, when I was playing slow pitch softball, okay, I had a hard time keeping up the bracket we had to play in. Well, when do we play next? Well, don't you look at the bracket? Anyway, single elimination. That's all I know. This is a single elimination bracket, okay? I had that story a minute ago about cosmetic surgery, Ted, and a lot of people are not satisfied with the way their bodies look. Some of these people have had some injuries and things like that or illnesses, and they need to have
which is understandable
to me.
Yes.
Completely. But I don't know. I don't think there's too many parts of my body I'd want reshaped. I don't know. Like, I've been told I don't have much of a posterior. Do you think I should have some sort of injections done back there?
I don't think so.
At this late term, why would I do that?
Wow, why? Unless you really want to be a Kardashian, you know?
Well, my pants are getting pretty tight around the waist anyway.
Well, then there's,
No, don't do that.
That seems pretty drastic.
There's cable TV shows devoted to people who have surgery botched. And they do a whole, 30 minutes on this thing. I'll tune in and I'll say, ooh, botched, and I just keep going.
I think you're good.
Yeah. Well, and we're talking earlier this morning about, what is this, Dr. Pimple Popper, is that it? Who is apparently is it a lady? Is it a woman, Jad?
Yeah.
Jad knows all about this.
Well, she was big on YouTube before she got a television show.
Well, now she's, pimple popping is something that I'm not terribly interested in. Anyway.
I think the worst part isn't even the videos of it. It's when she starts describing what she's smelling that I tune out.
Thank you, Jad. Now, this is also Common Courtesy Day across the nation.
That's why I bring it up.
Please and thank you, and thank you for mentioning that, Jad. National Common Courtesy Day.
We can all use a little more of that.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, the KNSS News. Regulators inspecting Boeing 737s in several countries. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.